Let me tell you a story. I'm 16 years old, sitting in the kitchen with my mother while she makes dinner. And just for purposes of context here, let me also tell you a little bit about me at 16. I'm a hot mess. I'm drinking, I'm drugging. I just got my heart truly broken for the first time by my first love. I cannot bear to be in the same room as my mother most of the time, and honestly, I think the feeling is mutual. And I'm starting to feel things. Big and heavy adult things, like pressure and inadequacy and pain and depression and anxiety. And I'm convinced I'm so amazingly special that I'm the only person on the whole planet who has ever felt these things. Basically, I'm out of my mind and terrified. And then on top of everything else, I've stopped eating, which at this point isn't even a conscious decision as much as it is a misguided coping mechanism. I certainly don't realize then that I'm probably starving myself in an attempt to slow down or even reverse time, to carve the new curves out of my body and keep me a kid a little while longer, where life felt simpler and less lonely. No. At this point, all I know is that obsessing over food and my body feels a heck of a lot easier than actually facing anything else I'm feeling. Anyway, so there I sat in the warm kitchen, watching my mother make dinner. I'm sure I was supposed to be doing my homework or something else, but I don't remember any of that. I just remember watching her. Thank God she was a sight. If I was a hot mess, and I was, she was my polar opposite. Fresh from her big job in a power suit with full makeup, big shoulder pads, and bigger diamonds. She'd been commanding rooms since well before I was born, and the kitchen was no different. It was hers, and I was a visitor, desperately trying to shrink myself into the corner. By then, things were tense between us most of the time, and in the kitchen, it was so quiet that the click of her heels on the hardwoods rung out like a heartbeat. "Are you okay?" she asked me, finally, probably weirded out by my staring. And isn't that the question, right there? Was I okay? I was not okay, and I was sure she could see that if she just stopped and looked, like really looked at me, my dilated pupils and the hollows under my eyes from not sleeping, the way all of the weight I'd lost made my clothes hang off of me, the protective way I'd hunch my shoulders around my heart to try to curl up into the smallest configuration of myself as possible. But I lied. I told her I was fine.